Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Katarina Dahlin, the co-founder and CEO of Dags Mayhun, the Swiss-born Swedish design sleepwear brand that's leading a functional revolution and which aims to improve the quality of sleep for men and women across the globe. Katarina, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be talking to you today.
And our pleasure as well. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Dags Mayhun as well. So for starters, Katarina, what was the inspiration behind the formation of Dags Mayhun to kick things off here today?
I mean, sleep is really something that impacts all facets of our lives, and not only our nights, but also our days. After a great night's sleep, we feel energized, awakened, and ready to tackle anything and unlock our true potential. At the same time, unfortunately, most of us don't sleep enough, and a lot of us are suffering from sleep problems. And that's really why we wanted to create a company that really helps people to sleep better. And it's interesting to see that we are spending a third of our lives in one of the least innovative garments around, the traditional pajama. So that was really our inspiration for finding new paths to bring functionality into our sleepwear to help us sleep better.
A fantastic idea for sure, and really awesome that you were proactive in making this happen. Now, tell us more about your brand mission and the Dags Mayhun ecosystem. Get into some of those details.
So our mission is really to improve the way we sleep. And I think today we think about, we have sleep trackers, we think about what mattress we're using, but a lot of us are not really giving a lot of thought to our sleepwear. So that was really what we were focusing on, and how we can help people sleep with that. And our ecosystem really consists of sleep scientists, textile engineers, and research and manufacturing partners from leading institutions and companies across Europe and the U.S. For us, it was very important to really be rooted in science. So when we founded Dagsmayhun, we started an interdisciplinary research project here in Switzerland to fully understand our body's physiological sleep needs and how sleepwear can help to aid our sleep. And through this project that we're still running actually in the second phase, we test all of our materials and design to ensure that they deliver all the benefits we claim. We also work with sleep experts in Europe as well as in the U.S. So now we started also working with Dr. Rebecca Robbins from the U.S., for example, who is a very esteemed researcher and also published several books. And this has really helped us to truly understand how our temperature and movement impacts our sleep. So that's really the kind of the overall ecosystem, and really a mission to work with natural fibers in a sustainable production in Europe, to know that we're not only helping people to sleep better, but they can also know that they're doing that whilst being kind to the nature and in ethical production.
And certainly do appreciate your sharing some of those highlights there. How does Dags Mayhun sleepwear help you sleep better? I'm sure the listeners would like to know the differentiators there.
Yeah, so basically there's many factors that impact our sleep, but one that is perhaps less known is our temperature. And to enjoy the best possible sleep, we need to stay thermoneutral. And that means that we're neither too hot nor too cold. In particular, deep sleep is impacted by fluctuations in temperature. And there are many different reasons why our temperature shifts during the night. It can be, for example, you went to the gym a bit too late just before going to bed and our temperature is elevated and then drops quickly. It can be what we have eaten. It can be our health. It can be ambient temperature as well. And particularly if you share a bedroom, it's sometimes difficult to find that ideal combination. So Dagsmayhun really helps you to stay longer in that ideal climatic comfort zone by regulating and evening out temperature fluctuations, which means that you enjoy a deeper and a longer sleep.
Which is so important for our health as well. Some really good stuff there today. We're joined by Katarina Dahlin, the co-founder and CEO of Dags Mayhun, the Swiss-born Swedish design sleepwear brand that's leading a functional revolution and which aims to improve the quality of sleep for men and women across the globe here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Katarina, what are the current product lines you offer and their key differences?
So we offer at the moment three collections, and they're really based on your physiological sleep needs. So you have a balanced collection, a stay cool collection, and stay warm collection. And we know that around a quarter of people have a tendency to get warm during the night, and around a third have a tendency to get cold. Ambient temperature also impacts our need, of course, so which collection that is right for you can change during the year. So our balanced collection is developed to balance out thermal differences. This is ideal if you're sometimes warm and sometimes cold during the night. It's 6 times more breathable in cotton and 4 times better at moisture management. Then we have our Stay Cool collection, which is really developed to cool you down through evaporative cooling. This is ideal if you have a tendency to overheat during the night or in hotter climates. It's 8 times more breathable in cotton and it dries super, super quickly. Then finally, we have our Stay Warm collection, which is developed to offer ultra-light breathable warm. And this collection is perfect if you tend to get cold during the night or in colder seasons. It's still very breathable, so you don't risk overheating, but it's also exceptionally light and soft and lightly warming.
Certainly sounds appealing to me. And you ran an incredibly successful crowdfunding campaign for Dags Mahon on the basis of your success. If you would, what learnings did you experience that you wouldn't mind sharing with our listeners? I'm sure we could learn a little something there.
Yeah, I think that we had a lot of fun with our crowdfunding campaign. It was really, really great for us. I think one of the learnings is really to understand why you're even running a crowdfunding campaign. Is it to learn? Is it really to, you know, pre-finance production? And how much do you rely on the success of your campaign? For us, we ran our campaign primarily to learn and gauge consumer interest. And for that, it was really, really great. We did several updates, quite major updates to our packaging, to our delivery, based on kind of the insights that we got from consumer at that early stage. And I think crowdfunding campaigns are always really great for learning. But if you're really, really dependent on production for it, you really have to think about how much effort you need to put into it. And that goes into the second point, and that's that crowdfunding is really a lot of hard work. And you really need to put in a lot of effort into making your campaign successful. And I think it's interesting when you go on these platforms, you see so many campaigns that I haven't gotten a single person actually backing them. And it does require a lot of dedicated effort. You have to make sure that it's worth it for you and that you have that effort and you're prepared to really make this successful. I think you can also really look at crowdfunding platforms and see which one best matches your consumer profile. So we launched on Kickstarter, and that worked really well for us because we actually got 70% of our orders came organically through Kickstarter backers because we managed to stay in the top three on April for the whole duration of our campaign. However, that being said, it's not really a true overlap of our consumer base. So that you have to be a bit careful with that, I think, because taking too many learnings from a crowdfunding campaign when the backers are maybe not the people who are going to be your future customers can be a bit tricky.
Katarina, certainly has been great to have had you out on behalf of Dags Mahon, and it's impressive what you've been able to accomplish so far and the success that you've seen as well. Being such an innovative new brand, you have made great headway in such a short span of time. If you would give our listeners in conclusion one piece of advice that you would like to have known at the beginning of your journey that you'd like to share with our listeners today.
I think more than anything, to be successful and in starting a new business, you really need stamina and resilience. And to make sure that you plan for success, but you have enough buffer to really withstand several failures. And I think what I didn't really fully understand in the beginning is the major difference between being in a corporate career where you have the big company in your back versus really being in a small business and how much more sensitive you are to suppliers and goodwill and whether or not they want to deliver what they promised to deliver. In particular, when you're doing like after you're going into uncharted territories, you want to do something really new and really innovative, the risk of delays is quite significant. So I think you have to really be able to withstand that and really think to yourself, okay, if our launch now is going to be 3 months delayed, what's going to happen? If it's going to be 5 months, 10 months, a year, and really be able to be flexible enough to and agile enough that you can also postpone launches and that you're not going to fall with the first hurdle. I think that's the biggest learning.
And of course, we're appreciative of your sharing that with us in conclusion. And again, thanks for joining us here on the program. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further information on Dags Mahon and shop around as well. Where is the best place online to do so?
You can find more information on dagsmahon.com, where you can find all of our collections. You can find more information about the innovation in the technology and our story, and also, of course, see all of our products and how you can start sleeping better.
And that sounds good to me. Again, Katarina, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. It was a great pleasure.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure as well. We've been speaking with Katarina Dahlin, co-founder and CEO of Dags Mahon, the Swiss-born Swedish design sleepwear brand that's leading a functional revolution in which aims to improve the quality of sleep for men and women across the globe. And for all the details, simply visit DagsMahon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.